Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an edited excerpt from another podcast, panel, show, or media source.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Podcaster Sean Allen who's...
It's a damn shame you niggas older than me and you guys, nobody mentioned that Lil Cool J. And listen, we talking about hip-hop, right? That first generation of hip-hop, you know, rap, LL Cool J is undeniably the most successful out of everybody you guys talked about when it comes to longevity, when it comes to career, when it comes to resume. That's just what it is. He is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. He's one of them. I didn't say he was the best lyricist and he has the best music or make the best movies and the best actor. I did not say that. He doesn't have all the accolades that you guys like, you know, your artists to have nowadays, but he is the proof of concept of modern rap and what a modern rap career looks like. He definitely is the proof of concept. Clothing brand deals, you know, acting, rapping, and then still being able to make music in the midst of making movies, TV, and film. He's definitely the proof of concept. He's the proof of concept that you could be a rapper, an actor, television and film model, and achieve and experience crossover commercial success and longevity. He is the proof of concept. Period. Nobody did it like LL Cool J before LL Cool J. I'm not saying he's the first one to the first rapper to fucking act and be in a movie and shit, but again, he is a proof of concept. And listen, I was watching Crush Groove the other day, and that nigga was Crush Groove is older than me, and he was in that. What year did Crush Groove come out? Fucking 1985. LL Cool J was in that. He was acting since 1985. He was in Crush Groove. He was 17 years old. He is the proof of concept. Ice-T may be the most successful rapper to cross over into acting and have the most successful, sustainable career. He's been on fucking Law and Order for 30 years, you know, and Ice-T comes from that generation of LL, the first generation of hip-hop. LL Cool J, Ice-T, Queen Latifah, they're actors. Ice Cube, I don't feel like Ice Cube was from that generation. Ice Cube was from the generation after the LL Cool J generation. But Ice-T, Queen Latifah, LL Cool J, they're from that first generation of hip-hop, and they all have achieved success in acting and other ventures outside of hip-hop. You know what I mean? But, again, LL Cool J was the first to do it. You know? And here's the thing, I didn't even go into his music. He got number one songs, fucking multi-platinum albums, and this is not at the beginning of his career or in the middle or at the end of his career. This is during the duration of his career. He has fucking hits. I Need Love, you know, fucking Hey Lover, Fatty Girl, Headsprung, that shit with J-Lo, Doing It, Around the Way Girl, and all these songs I named are songs that spanned his career. They're not just from one era. See what I'm saying? He is the first to do it. He is the first to do it. And you guys maybe don't know, and these rappers maybe don't know, but these labels and these execs definitely know. And even if they don't know, the blueprint is LL Cool J. Every rapper gets into the game because they want that longevity. They want to achieve success. They want those brand deals. They want to go into acting. They want to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. LL Cool J was the first to do it. I'm telling you. I need everybody in the chat to put a thumbs up if they agree with me. And if you don't agree with what I'm saying, then you young, you don't know shit about hip-hop.